From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Greenville Central School District's head mechanic has been honored by the New York Association for Pupil Transportation. Ken Scarlatta recently received the association's Technician of the Year Award. The commendation recognizes a school bus technician who exemplifies the characteristics of excellence and quality and whose work results in a safer school bus and school bus travel for children. Greenville Superintendent Tammy Sutherland said, and I quote, "With his hard work, integrity, and safety focus for both students and drivers, he has earned the respect of all of his colleagues," end quote. She described Scarlatta as, and I quote, "an asset to the district," end quote. In April, Scarlatta will celebrate 20 years as Greenville's head mechanic. Founded in 1974, the association is a professional association whose members are employed in school districts, BOCES, community and technical colleges, and private school bus companies statewide. And you can read the full story in Porcupine Soup. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Korach announced this week it will permanently close Camp Mohican, a 55-year-old day camp in Columbia County. The decision was made after learning that $25,000 in state aid had been lost and there was no intention to replace it with another form of funding. Korach advocates for and serves as a resource for children and adults with disabilities. It is a chapter of the ARC of New York. Ken Stahl, Korach's CEO, said, and I quote, "We couldn't make ends meet without that funding," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "That represents about a third of our funding," end quote. Stahl said the organization learned late last year that some funding from the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities would be discontinued. Camp was supported by three forms of funding. State aid from the Office of People with Developmental Disabilities, which was eliminated, funding from Columbia County, and a family support contract that has also been discontinued. The loss of state support led to the loss of the family support contract, Stahl said. Camp Mohican opened in 1966 as a day camp for children and youth ages 6 to 16 with disabilities. The camp initially ran for almost two full months during the summer. That schedule was eventually shortened to 6 weeks and later reduced further to 3 or 4 weeks each summer. Stahl said camp enrollment has been declining for several years. Hudson Fifth Ward Alderman Dominic Maranti served as director of Camp Mohican for 15 years and was saddened to see the camp shut down. Maranti said, and I quote, "Camp Mohican is the only camp in the area for children with disabilities. So for it to close is terrible," end quote. Danny Jin is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. If some Massachusetts lawmakers and advocates have their way, the Commonwealth will soon join 16 states, including Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, and Vermont, to allow people without legal status to obtain a driver's license. State Representative Tricia Farley Bovier of Pittsfield is one of the four lead sponsors of the Work and Family Mobility Act, which she says now has the support needed to pass during the new legislative session. The proposal amassed 60 co-sponsors, as well as a public expression of support from Senate President Karen Spilka, but never made it to the floor for a vote. Supporters, including some in law enforcement, argue that opening licensing and training opportunities to undocumented residents would make roads safer while also improving equity of access to health and economic opportunity. An estimated 200,000 people live in Massachusetts without legal papers, and the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center said in March 2020 that 41,000 to 78,000 drivers could get licensed in the first 3 years if the bill passed. Republican Governor Charlie Baker opposes the bill, meaning that lawmakers might need the support of a two-thirds majority to override a veto. Baker's concern is that it would be difficult to verify the identity of people if they are undocumented. However, many undocumented people have some forms of identification, such as a student ID or a passport. At an event this week, Farley Beauvoir said the bill has more supporters in office now than during the previous session and filed the legislation in the Massachusetts House along with other representatives. She said the bill's supporters will be, and I quote, working closely, end quote, with new House Speaker Ron Mariano to pass what they see as, and I quote, common sense legislation, end quote. Read more in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.